WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, and welcome back to another Dose of the Stoic Way. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being super serious and just accepting whatever life throws at you with a straight face? Well, let me tell you, there's so much more to it than that. Today, we're diving into one of my favorite Stoic principles. I'm a fatty, which basically means loving your fate. Before you roll your eyes and say, easy for you to say, Madison, hear me out. Life can be a real roller coaster, right? We all have those moments where things just don't go our way, the missed opportunities, the unexpected setbacks, the times when it feels like the universe is conspiring against us. But what if we could learn to see those challenges not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones? What if we could find a way to embrace every single experience, even the tough ones, with a sense of gratitude and acceptance? That's where Amr Fadi comes in. It's about acknowledging that everything that happens to us, good or bad, is part of a bigger picture, a tapestry woven by fate itself. It's not about being passive or resigned to our circumstances, but rather about taking an active role in shaping our responses to them. Here are five key takeaways from this powerful Stoic concept. 1. Reframing perspective. Think about it like this. Have you ever had a day that started out terrible only to end on a high note? Or vice versa? Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, so focusing on the negatives can really cloud your judgment. Amr Fadi encourages us to shift our focus from what we don't have or what didn't go our way to what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. 2. Embracing imperfection. Let's be real, nobody has a perfect life. We all make mistakes, face setbacks, experience moments of doubt. Instead of letting these imperfections define us, Amr Fadi teaches us to accept them as part of the human experience. After all, it's through our struggles that we learn, grow, and become stronger. Remember at that time you totally bombed a presentation? Yeah, that might have felt awful at the moment, but did it teach you something valuable about public speaking? Absolutely. 3. Finding meaning in everything. Ever feel like life is just one big random sequence of events? You know, the kind where you're just waiting for the next thing to happen. Amr Fadi encourages us to find meaning and purpose even in the most mundane experiences. It's about recognizing that every event, big or small, has a place in the grand scheme of things. Maybe it's not always immediately obvious, but trust me, there's often a deeper lesson or connection waiting to be discovered. 4. Cultivating gratitude. This one is huge. When we practice Amr Fadi, we naturally start to appreciate everything we have: our health, our loved ones, even those little things that make life so enjoyable. Think about it. Are you grateful for a warm cup of coffee on a cold morning? For the sound of laughter echoing through your home? These seemingly insignificant moments add up and create a richer, more fulfilling life. 5. Developing inner resilience. Life throws curveballs, no doubt about it. But when we embrace Amr Fadi, we develop a sense of inner resilience that allows us to bounce back from adversity with strength and grace. It's about accepting that challenges are inevitable, but choosing how we respond to them. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was working on a big project, pouring my heart and soul into it. But right before the deadline, everything fell apart. My computer crashed, I lost all my work, and I felt like giving up. But then I remembered the concept of Amr Fadi. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, I decided to take a step back, breathe deeply, and see the setback as an opportunity for growth. I learned valuable lessons about backup systems, time management, and most importantly, resilience. And guess what? That experience ultimately led me to create this podcast. See, sometimes the things that seem like failures can actually be blessings in disguise. So, my friends, how are you going to practice Amr Fadi today? Start by acknowledging the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Then, when faced with a challenge, try to see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, every experience is a chance to become the best version of yourself. And that's something worth celebrating. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, remember, embrace your fate because it has so much more in store for you than you can ever imagine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.